You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason coming to you today from the Crown Plaza in Springfield, Illinois for the fourth day of the Illinois Farm Economic Summits. Remember, we'll be in Mount Vernon tomorrow. If you show up at 7:45 a.m. at the Holiday Inn, we'll be sure to let you come in and visit with the Ag Economist. Bring $75 with you, but we'll take your credit cards. And it will be the last day of our event. We're now joined by Mike Tenora, as usual, for a Thursday afternoon discussion of the marketplace and what's been happening in the weather. He's with T-Storm out of Chicago. Mike, I want to stick with the South Americans for this afternoon. Can we discuss Brazil from north to south and maybe talk about their northern growing areas first, please?
That sounds like a great idea, Todd, because we do have some fairly interesting things that are taking place in Brazil. This is again due to the El Nino phenomenon, which we're dealing with and we will continue to deal with for the next several months. In northern Brazil, we're looking at a very dry period that has been taking place. We have data that goes back to about 2002, and if you look at their soybean region, you can see that this year has been the driest of that period. So the driest in at least 13 years across the northern soybean area of Brazil. On top of that, it's also been the warmest. Now, we all know that warm and dry weather is never ideal for crop development, and we are starting to see that some crops are moving into their key phases of development, especially early planted soybeans. They would normally start filling right about now and then through the end of the month. So the warmth and dryness that we've had over the last couple of weeks is not a great situation. Now, you might say to yourself, well, I know that 2 weeks of bad weather is not going to derail an entire soybean crop. And that's true, but we would argue that if you look at it from the bigger picture, this is part of the same pattern that essentially has been taking place throughout most of the growing season. Those same statistics that we just discussed hold if you go all the way back to November 1st. So since November 1st, it's always also been the driest of the period and the warmest of the period in the northern soybean areas of Brazil. Whether or not this all comes to turn into a significant issue is not really our job to figure out, but we can just look at the weather and tell you that it is warm and it is dry, and it looks to stay somewhat like that going forward. There will be a few more thunderstorms as we move into this weekend and into next week, but we're not looking for a rapid change toward above normal rainfall going forward.
And then in the southern growing areas, they're having the opposite problem.
They are, and this is interesting as well. If you look at how much rain has fallen since December 1st in the southern areas of Brazil, it's been the number two wettest since 1977. The only year that was wetter was in the strong El Nino year of 1997. Now, that's just looking at everything since December 1st. If we go back to November 1st, there's no comparison. Since November 1st, southern Brazil, and likely southern or all of Paraguay for that matter, have been the wettest since at least 1977. That's almost 40 years of record. We don't really know what it would compare to going further back because we just don't have data. But it's been unusually wet in southern Brazil. This, again, is a key corn and soybean area. Paraguay, the same issue. So no matter how you look at it, we would argue that Brazil is not having their best growing season. But again, whether or not this has a major impact on yield remains to be seen.
We'll check up with you again in a couple of weeks as I'll be off for about 2 weeks. Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd. You have a great afternoon down there.
You too. Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.